From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP is slowly shutting off valves on a cap over the ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Crews are testing whether the well is stable enough to leave the valves closed. It's a process the retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says will take another day or so to complete.
This test will run for a maximum of 48 hours, at which time we will stand down, assess where we're at, and assess next steps.
BP hopes the process will temporarily stem the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. A permanent solution by way of drilling two relief wells is still in the works. Banks being affected by the Gulf oil leak are being encouraged to show leniency to hard-pressed customers. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that federal and state bank regulators are making the plea in an unusual joint statement.
The oil spill has devastated fishing, tourism, and oil industries and the firms that depend on them, making it hard for them to make loan payments or get new credit. The regulators urge banks to meet the critical financial needs of their customers and their communities. They suggest waiving late payment charges, ATM fees, and penalties for early withdrawal of savings, expediting lending decisions, and easing loan terms. The regulators also ask banks to extend or restructure customers' debt obligations in anticipation they will receive money from claims filed on BP. For their part, bank examiners are instructed to consider the unusual circumstances of banks and credit unions in affected areas. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
An advisory panel of the Food and Drug Administration has voted not to remove GlaxoSmithKline's widely used diabetes drug Advandia from the market. NPR's Richard Knox says most of the experts called for more restrictions on the drug.
The drug is called Avandia, and several hundred thousand diabetics take it every day. After debate lasting 2 days, most members of the advisory panel are convinced Avandia increases the risk of heart attack. The drug is also linked to fractures in women and heart failure, though it's not clear whether it causes more deaths. In the end, 20 of the 33 panel members said Avandia should remain on the market, but most said it should be harder to get. They urged the FDA to restrict which doctors can prescribe it and who should get it. Some said the FDA should keep close track on everybody who's taking it. Going into the meeting, many predicted the panel would recommend removing Avandia from the market. But the results showed that's a hard thing to do. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A series of storms have brought rain through much of Wisconsin, causing flooding and power outages in some areas. State emergency officials say about 30 homes were damaged in St. Croix County. There were no immediate reports of injuries, but forecasters have not confirmed reports of tornadoes in the region. Asian stocks are now lower after disappointing news on the U.S. economy. Japan's Nikkei shed 100 points in early trading. This is NPR News. Military leaders from North Korea and the United Command are meeting at a truce village just south of the demilitarized zone. From Seoul, Dwalee Sai-Kowtow reports that the talks are aimed at higher-level talks between generals.
Before generals from both sides can sit to discuss possible armistice violations, colonels have to meet to set the agenda. That's what this latest face-to-face meeting is for in Panmunjom, a village that sits on the border between the two Koreas. The Korean People's Army had delayed this meeting by 2 days, allegedly for administrative reasons. The U.S.-led UN command proposed the military talks to discuss an investigation into the sinking of South Korea's warship 4 months ago. An international investigation led by Seoul concluded that a North Korean torpedo sank a South Korean naval vessel, killing 46 sailors. But Pyongyang denies any involvement. For NPR News, I'm Dwalee Sai-Kowtow in Seoul.
Pottery Barn is recalling 82,000 cribs equipped with drop-side rails. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says a hardware defect can cause the drop size to detach and entrap children. The agency has received 36 complaints about the problem, including 7 involving injuries. Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he is recuperating from surgery to install a pump that will pump blood through his body. Cheney says the so-called left ventricle assist device will enable him to lead a normal life. He's 69 years old and has had 5 heart attacks in the past 3 decades. No word on when he will be discharged from a hospital in suburban Washington. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News from Washington.